And let's continue with our children's message. If we could have the children come up. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing on this Sunday morning?
Good.
Very good. Now, today, what is this word right here?
Location.
Location. What does location mean? What does that mean? Location. What do you think?
It means where Big the word. Area of something is.
All right, so another example of location would be your address. Who has a mailing address? Raise your hand.
I don't know.
You probably do. Yes, we do. Your parents nodded yes. Yes, we all have a mailing address, right? That's where we
locate,
live, or are located, right? Now, did you just notice, you know, when we confess the Apostles' Creed, just as we did right now, it says right there, the third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. The question is, where is Jesus' location?
Heaven.
Okay, good. Anywhere else? What do you think?
Back then, it was Israel.
So when Jesus ascends to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, a lot of people think what? Oh, he's at the right hand of God, and that's where he stays, and that's where he is. But this last week, we celebrated the ascension of our Lord as he rose to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, where he was raised. And there we see his
location
where he is. Now, the thing is, we all have an address, right? I live on Penn Street, and you might live on, I would give you my whole address, but we're recording, so that'd be a little awkward. I live on Penn Street, and that's where I'm located. But is Jesus simply located at the right hand of God? No, Jesus is that's right. Jesus is everywhere. Now, why is that so good? Why is that so comforting to you? That Jesus is everywhere. That means you're never alone. That God is always with you. That he comforts you. He guides you. He gives you his promises. He provides for you. And as you get older, as you are prepared to take communion, as you get older, there Jesus is here with us in his body and blood at this altar as we feed on him for the forgiveness of our sins. You know, his location, where he is everywhere. And you know who he is with? He is with you. And he's always with you. And that's the comfort, Aaron. Right? That's right, you know what I'm talking about here. That's the comfort. You're not wondering if Jesus is with you, but you know by his very promise that who is with you? Jesus, as he died, as he rose, and 40 days after his resurrection, he ascended, he went up to the right hand of God. There you very well know that Jesus will always be with you. No doubt. No wonder he's always with you until the end of the age. Remember that this day. You're never alone because God is always with you. Always. Not because I say so, but because the Word says so, right? The Word. Remember that this day. Let us pray. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the comfort of salvation, for your forgiveness, for the gift of eternal life. Thank you, O Lord, that by the power of your grace, you are with us until the end of the age. Bless these children as they face this life. Comfort them and guide them in the one true faith. Lead them by your promises. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.